ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana' lillahi rabbil alameen. Peace and blessing be upon the last messenger of Allah, the last apostle, the final prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, and upon his pure progeny. We have reached to the final part of the 12th Dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, and inshallah in this session we will conclude this 12th Dua, and we will focus inshallah on this last final part. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in this 12th Dua that was titled as Confession and Seeking Repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is teaching us many of the techniques and etiquettes to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how to seek forgiveness, how to seek refuge, how to make promise to repent. These are all the lessons of this dua taught to us by the language of supplication. The very final part of this dua, it says, وَلَا أَخَافُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي إِلَّا إِيَّاكَ. O Allah, I want to confess, or maybe I would like to claim, that I have no fear for myself except from you, except from the actions that has caused your wrath, except from the actions that I shouldn't have committed. إِنَّكَ أَهْلُ التَّقْوَى وَأَهْلُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. If anyone is supposed to be worthy of reverential fear, it is you. Taqwa is being God-fearing. The question in here is, what is taqwa? Has anyone defined taqwa? There's a beautiful verse, Surat Ali Imran, the third surah, verses number 132 to 134. وَأَتِيُوا اللَّهُ وَالرَّسُولُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And obey God and the messenger so that you may be granted mercy, and hasten towards your Lord's forgiveness and a paradise as west as heavens and the earth. وَصَارُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. All prepared for the God-weary. Those who are they? الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْزِ. Those who spend in ease and in adversity, and suppress their anger, and excuse the people, and Allah loves the virtuous. Let's take a break, and inshallah we'll explain the meaning of taqwa.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
All right, respected listeners to IRB English Radio, we are talking about the 12th Dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, we got to the part that we called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Ahlul Taqwa wa Ahlul Maghfirah. You are worthy of reverential fear, which is taqwa, which is being God-fearing. And we were explaining what taqwa is. To keep their hearts free from sin, some Christians adopted a monastic way of life. They sought refuge in the solitude of caves and mountains. The Quran says in the verses that I mentioned in the previous part that, but as for the monasticism, they innovated it. We had not prescribed it for them. However, the Islamic scholar cannot live the life of a monk. He cannot withdraw from society. He cannot retreat to the mountains. The Islamic scholar is the one who rushes in to save others. A thinking Muslim is like this. Any Muslim person, in so far as being a Muslim and bearing moral responsibility, go hand in hand, is like this. They rush to rescue one who is drowning, to save one who is in danger, to care for one who is sick. They do not run away. A Muslim makes himself God-wary, muttaqi, by equipping himself with piety, which is taqwa, literally meaning protection, meaning the necessary arms and armor to protect himself from sinning before entering the place of sin in order to take the sinners out. This is the essence of taqwa. So if someone expects to be muttaqi while completely isolated from others, that is not considered taqwa. Let's take another break and we'll be back shortly.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, listeners to IRIB English Radio. Taqwa, and the essence of taqwa is to be God-wary, to be God-fearing, to be muttaqi, to protect yourself and others while you live in the society, within the society, with all the other people. Wa ahlul maghfirah, the one who we seek taqwa for, who is worthy of practicing taqwa, is only Allah. In the same level or in the same line, we should say he is the worthy to forgive too. No one else is worthy to forgive us. No one else has any sort of authority. And then Imam concludes this dua with Salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Bless Muhammad and his household. Waqdi hajati. Grant my need. Grant my need. Wa anjih talibati. Answer my request favorably, O Allah. Waqfir dhanbi. Forgive my sin. And وَآمِنْ خَوْفَ نَفْسِي, and give me security from fear for myself. إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, thou or you are powerful over everything, and that is easy for you. وَذَلِكَ عَلَيْكَ يَسِيرٌ. آمِينَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. O Allah, make all these final du'as of Imam Zayn al-Abidin alayhi salam in this 12th du'a to come true and answered for each and every one of us, for whoever that listens to this portion of explaining Sahifa Sajjadiyah, the program Bridge, for whoever that has asked us to remember them in their du'as, for whoever that is going through difficulties and tribulations, for the people of Gaza, that day and night the sorrow of their hardship is not letting or setting our hearts to feel tranquility. Oh Allah, help us with all of that. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواه از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد